Hello, and you are listening to Raider Radio on KKRN 88.5 Bella Vista and Round Mountain. I'm Billy Covert, a senior at Burney High School. Once a month, a group of Burney High School leadership students will be updating the community on events happening around town coordinated or hosted by Burney High School, as well as offering a series of segments from the students. Our first segment will be with Mercedes Lane on girls basketball. Welcome, Mercedes.
Hi, Billy. Hi, my name is Mercedes Lane, and I am a junior at Burney High School. Today I want to talk about the recent basketball playoff game our Burney High School varsity girls played in. This game was located at Central Valley High School against American Christian Academy. Although the girls did not win, they were thrilled to be representing Burney High School at a playoff game. I spoke with one of the members of the varsity girls basketball team, and she said, "I feel that we gave it our all in the game. We were quite sad because it was our last game, but we are looking forward to the next year of basketball. Good job, varsity girls. Burney High School is proud of you. Now back to you, Billy."
Thank you, Mercedes. Next up, we have our segment interviewing current seniors on their senior project. Today, Allison Jones will be interviewing senior Matthew Elmore on his senior project. Welcome, Matt, and welcome, Allison.
Thank you, Billy. Hello, I am Allison Jones. Today, we have with us senior Matt Elmore. Welcome, Matt.
Hi.
So, Matt, what exactly did you do for your senior project?
Part of my life, mainly, I've always looked for music as a passion and as a way to express myself. And when it came to my senior project, I really wanted to incorporate that and so and find something I was passionate about. So I based my senior project around recording an album with local music artists in the community. So with that included meeting with local music artists and setting up sessions with my mentor, Hugo Castro, really just making a product that represents our community and represents the talents our community has in an album.
How many hours did you complete for your project?
So far, I've gotten around 28 hours, and I'm just now coming to a close for the album as well. So I'll probably have around 34 hours total.
What was the most stressful or the hardest aspect of your project?
The hardest part of my project probably was just setting up dates and really sticking to it and making the time for that, as sometimes I could procrastinate. But other than that, it's all gone really smooth and well, and it's been a good experience.
What, in your opinion, is one of the most rewarding parts of your senior project?
I think one of the most rewarding parts is really getting to meet these new people and make connections through music, my music, and other people's. And to me, that's one of the most genuine and intimate connections you could have with somebody, especially strangers that I didn't know before this project.
If you could give any piece of advice to the upcoming seniors, what would it be?
My advice to upcoming seniors is pick something you're passionate about, something that'll be easy for you and you know that you can be proud of and really stick behind. And that's what I did, and I'm really thankful for that.
After your project, what kind of community feedback did you receive?
Well, so far, it's all just been pleasant. A lot of people showing support, especially on social media. A lot of people are really into it.
Thank you, Matt. Back to you, Billy.
Thank you, Allison, and thank you, Matt. Part of our radio show will be providing music that is popular among students of Burney High School. So for this radio show, we decided we would use one song from Matt's album, Once Again, produced by Matt with voices Nathan Glazard and Jesse Tippett.
Rolling and we're rolling, going and we're going, we're headed to the end once again. Fighting and we're bombing, killing and we're robbing, just to feel our greed once again. Don't know how to say this, ooh, I don't know how to say this, but we're gonna end up waiting a bit too long. While water's being poisoned, they're letting all our boys in, countries to go take their precious soil. Don't know when to quit once again, taking every bit once again. lying to the people. Separated equals, offerings to eagles once again. Love is all we got, but the sun is really hot. Ice turning to waves once again. If there's nobody to care, we'll have nothing anywhere. There'll be nobody to love once again. While walls keep us apart, we're just shooting in the dark. What we feel, cause fear is all we know. Don't know when to quit, oh, once again. We're taking every bit, oh, once again.
That was Once Again by Matthew Elmore, Nathan Glazard, and Jesse Tippett. If you are just tuning in, I am Billy Covert, and you are listening to Raider Radio on KKRN Bella Vista. Next, we have Allison Jones talking about the Ashland trip. Welcome, Allison.
Thank you, Billy. It is finally that time of year again for the Ashland trip. The Ashland trip is a time where CSF members and seniors travel to Ashland, Oregon for the annual Oregon Shakespeare Festival. This year, the play is Shakespeare in Love. In the play, William Shakespeare, an actor and playwright who lives in London, but comes from humble roots in Stratford-upon-Avon, has some serious problems. Numerous theater producers are hounding him for the plays he owes them. He has a terrible case of writer's block and is in a loveless marriage. This changes when a new actor in town, Thomas Kent, breathes new life into Shakespeare's words at an audition. The Ashland trip is also a time to explore the town of Ashland. Many of the students' favorite stores to visit are the bookstore, the costume shop, and also the Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. Students enjoy this trip because it is not really a trip that has an agenda besides the actual play viewing. Thank you, Billy.
Thank you, Allison. Throughout every school year, Burney High School students have the opportunity to participate in not only one speech, but three of them. Students were able to do The Voice of Democracy, which Ryan Pruitt took first place in, the Rotary Speech Competition, which just finished, and James Chapman took first, Hunter Mostofi took second, and Valentine Esposito took third. Lastly and currently, the Lions Club Speech, which students Megan Arsenault, Ryan Pruitt, and James Chapman competed in. From there, Ryan took first place and gave his whole speech for verbatim, which is close to 10-minute speech. Ryan was able to use a 5x7 note card for his spots that may be problems for Ryan, but Ryan pushed through without having a 5x7 note card. Ryan's next competition will take place in Fall River on March 25th. Ryan says he looks forward to being able to compete close to home and keep going on in the competition. Up next, we have an untitled song from Matt's album, which he has not yet released. Thank you. If you just tuned in, that was an untitled song from Matt's upcoming album. Up next, we have Maddie Lunty with Baseball and Softball. Welcome, Maddie.
Thank you, Billy. I'm Madison Lunty, and I'm a senior at Burney High School. The season is here for America's favorite pastime. High school baseball and softball seasons are kicking off this week. The baseball team is going to Enterprise High School this week for a scrimmage. The baseball team has also just completed a very successful fundraiser, the Burney Boosters Crab Feed, which they sold out the tickets to. The softball team has started practicing and will have their first game on March 7th versus Big Valley at Big League Dreams. Thank you. Back to you, Billy.
Thank you, Maddie. The Burney High School Spring Musical has finally started. This is the time when myself and 20 other students go to the Liz Polly Center every night and practice the upcoming spring musical. The musical is directed by Jill Reed, who has been the director for a very long time. This year, we will be performing the play Lady Pirates of Captain Bree. This play has taken place once before, and Jill said she is excited to see how this group changes it and makes it their own. Main characters include seniors Megan Arsenault, Paige Smith, Paris Deedon Geisler, and Riley Estes. If you would like to come and see the play, it will take place on April 27th, 28th, and 29th. While we like playing current songs, we also like to share some of our favorite older songs. To continue the segment, Oldies But Goodies, we will be playing I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles.
Say that something. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. Oh, please say to me, let me be your man. And please say to me, you let me hold your hand. Now let me hold your. Such a feeling that my love I can hide. Yeah, you got that something I think you'll understand.
Welcome, Mercedes.
Thank you, Billy. It's that time of year again, when the girls go out to the Sadie Hawkins dance. For all of you who don't know what Sadie Hawkins is, it is the time when the girls go and ask the boys to the dance, instead of the other way around. This is an informal dance, therefore you can wear pants and a t-shirt. Burney High School students, 9th through 12th grade, can attend. So don't wait to buy your bids, because it's right around the corner. Sadie Hawkins this year is March 18th at the Liz Polly Center, and the theme is Candyland. This year, the sophomore class is putting on the Sadie Hawkins dance, so I spoke to Cassandra Taylor from the sophomore class. She said that she believes with hard work and dedication, the sophomore class can accomplish an amazing dance to remember forever. Don't forget to go out and find a date. Now back to you, Billy.
Thank you, Mercedes. Now we have Maddie on junior high basketball. Welcome, Maddie.
Thank you, Billy. As the high school spring sports are starting up, the junior high winter sports are just coming to an end. The junior high girls ended their season well, according to senior Summer Chautel, who helped coach the girls for her senior project. The boys ended their season last weekend with Coach Tate. The 7th grade boys brought home 2 wins to complete their season. Back to you, Billy.
Thank you, Maddie. With baseball and softball starting, that means the starting of Burney High School track. Track practice started today right after school in preparations for their first track meet taking place in 2 weeks. This track team is very excited for the track season and hopes to return to sections and compete against other people not in our league. Thank you for tuning in to Raider Radio on KKRN 88.5 FM, produced by Burney High School students. We will air the first Wednesday of every month. KKRN is supported by listeners like you and is brought to you by and for the community. If you enjoy KKRN's programs, like Raider Radio, you can become a listener supporter by going to the website kkrn.org and clicking on the donate button, or by mailing a check to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California. If you would like more information on KKRN Radio, you can call 530-337-1101 and like KKRN on Facebook. Talk Nation will begin in this time slot next Wednesday and all other Wednesdays of the month. If you enjoyed the original music from Matt Elmore's senior project, you can find it on the mobile app SoundCloud and search Matthew Elmore. Also, you can now listen to KKRN on the go everywhere you are by downloading the KKRN app in your app store. Thank you for listening to Raider Radio, presented by students and staff from Burney High School. Billy.
Maddie.
Allison.
Matt.
And Mercedes.
And remember to tune in to our next show, April 5th. To leave you, today we are playing Kings of Leon's new song, Waste a Moment, for Principal's Choice. If you're just tuning in, that was Waste a Moment by Kings of Leon for Principal's Choice. Stay tuned for our American Roots.